Good evening and welcome to the news with Colette Jani. The main points. Just over a week to the 2024-2025 academic year, preparations have heightened across the country as community development associations and non-governmental organizations continue to donate didactic materials to the less privileged and internally displaced children. Israel Defense Forces have announced they have recovered the bodies of six Gaza hostages. Cameroon's under-20 women's football team have begun their World Cup campaign with a 2-2 draw against Mexico. Just over a week to the 2024-2025 academic year, students and parents in Garoua are taking advantage of the last days to get ready at their different levels to ensure that their quest for knowledge effectively begins come Monday, September 9. Julius Niba talked to some learners and parents in the North Regional Capital about their final touches in an effort to ensure a smooth kickoff, and now reports.
As the countdown to the upcoming academic year narrows, most parents in the North Region's capital city, Garoua, say they have already purchased the basic needs their children need to begin classes come Monday, September 9th, and are now working towards getting some necessary accompanying items.
What I have to do now is to follow up and put pressure on the teller so that my children's uniforms can be ready in time, because I have already done everything I have to do to get them ready for school.
I have decided to go meet with the teachers who will be teaching my children so we can know ourselves better, and I will also do my best to accompany my kids psychologically.
Meantime, students like Aisha and Ibrahim, whose parents have luckily purchased most, if not all, their academic needs, say they are getting themselves mentally ready to begin classes come Monday, September 9th.
As far as this last week is concerned, I have already started reading the different textbooks that my parents bought, so I can acquaint myself with some of the things that I'll learn in the next class, so I can upgrade my performance.
I have already decided to stop going to bed late and prepare my mind to start school on a good foot.
Given this state of affairs, one can deduce that after a holiday well spent, learners in Garoua and the North region in general are looking forward to hit the road to school, reconnect with their peers, and continue their quest for knowledge. Julius Neba, CRTV News, Garoua.
Over in the East region, the atmosphere is still calm in some villages like Mindu Rumboa in the Ndele division. Most of the parents in that locality say they are still struggling to sell their farm produce, which will enable them prepare their children for back to school in the days ahead. Also in the Southwest region, 100 outstanding students from the FACO division in the Southwest region who recorded exceptional results in the 2024 session of the GCE have been awarded scholarships by the FACO Women Association, FAWONE. The initiative seeks to honor young FACO scholars and propel them to even work harder. Over in the Northwest region, 150 vulnerable children have received didactic materials to support them complete their educational ladder and improve intellectually, while being reminded to take their studies seriously using the slang "education cannot wait." The tuition fees for 10 extremely vulnerable orphans and internally displaced children will as well distributed during an event spearheaded by an organization called the Dalin Sakin Bamenda. Fela Kezia Foja reports.
The orphans and internally displaced persons eagerly received the books, pens and school bags distributed to them by the organization Dandalin Saki Bamenda. His Royal Majesty Saki Hamza Osman Balarabe says the gesture is to foster education within his community.
We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I'm very happy to be part of this occasion, because these children are our children and they are the leaders of tomorrow. So if we don't educate them now, I don't think we will be proud of them in the future. Most of the children, they don't have means of going back to school. So I talked to some of the members of the community to come together so that we can help these children to go back to school.
The sum of 50,000 CFA francs to serve as tuition fee for the secondary education of 10 most vulnerable children was equally being distributed.
My name is Hawa Sule. I'm from Kumbu. I am an IDP. I am happy to be here today to collect these bags and books, and I'm happy to go back to school. I thank Allah.
The elites of the Muslim community also joined in to contribute to the success of this initiative, maintaining that education is a crown responsibility for all children to undertake. Reporting, Sierra TV Northwest, Fela Kezia Fonja.
The Right Honorable Kavayege Jibril has presided over the finals of the 10th edition of the Buka Abdurrahim Holiday Championship, a landmark stage of the events placed under the precedence of the National Assembly's high patronage. The decade of the Holiday Championship that took place in Mada of the far north was marked by a relay race that brought together six clans to reinforce the peace and living together principle concepts championed by the promoter, Buka Abdurrahim. Henry Tato Ekambi reports from Mada in the far north.
A thrilling relay race was a novelty of the 10th edition of the Buka Abdurrahim Holiday Championship, placed under the high patronage of the Right Honorable Kavayege Jibril, who was present in the event. The Mada clan in Tokumbere Far North region emerged victorious in the relay race that featured six competing clans. Kalga Abba, athlete of the victorious Mada clan.
Since this aspect of the championship was announced early, we trained extremely hard, and the outcome is this triumph.
After the relay race, it was the usual football action whose final came to draw the curtains of the decade existence of the championship. Buka Abdurrahim is the promoter.
Enjoyment is finished today because we call our young people to go back to school. We are ready to give them many support.
To give more glow to the landmark 10th edition of the championship, school supplies were offered to youth to help them as school resumes. The icing on the cake was the palpitating football final between Tala Dwell and Renaissance FC, with Tala Dwell walking away with the trophy after post-match penalties. Mada in Tokumbere, Henry Tatuwekambi, CLTV.
In politics, CPDM supporters of the Opanyong Center 4 in the East Region have been reminded of the need to cast all votes to His Excellency Paul Biya during the next presidentials. The call was made by Honorable Bet Nanga during a CPDM sections conference, which was equally used to evaluate electoral lists in Minduru, Nja. Biki Ongum reports.
Together, let's all vote for President Paul Biya during the next presidential election. This was a central message dished out by Richard Zenglintu, Sections President of the Opanyong Center 4 in Minduru Nja, during the mobilization of CPDM militants in that locality.
We have a unique goal, that is to vote massively His Excellency President Paul Biya for the going ahead of our section.
New strategies will be used to ensure that supporters do not only register but cast all votes to President Paul Biya. Honorable Bert Nanga.
Nous avons achevé les inscriptions.
We have ended registration on the electoral list, and we have to be alert because our adversaries always look for a way to bring us down. We have to be vigilant because the militants have promised to cast 100% of votes to the CPDM.
Un vote à 100% pour le RDPC.
After 41 years of maturity, intelligence, peaceful coexistence, and unity, the population couldn't hesitate but sing songs of praises to the president for his good works. Bikyongum, CRTV, Minduruja.
In culture, the Bon Sanzo cultural heritage was in the spotlight this weekend in Sancho Menua Division of the West Region as the clan launched preliminary activities towards their annual festival, the Alanga. This was during a ceremony to officially install the technical organizing committee of the festival, a ceremony attended by all the Mbo Sanzo traditional rulers. Nook Protus reports from CLTV West.
The most significant aspect of the installation of the committee was the public reception of the Alanga Festival torch following other sacred rituals held in private. This ceremony was also a toll bell, according to Yoland Nkeyak, member of the technical organizing committee.
Today's ceremony was a call to the national and international community, to the Mbo Sanzo people, that the day has come. Alanga is there. Alanga is an opportunity for the Mbo Sanzo to show their know-how and who they are.
Who the Mbo Sanzo are is about their cultural heritage, Hindi is of the Mbo Sanzo.
It's the desire, the will of a people to express its cultural values, to show them what is still like hanging on. If I take the case of basket, you know, the Mbo woman identify herself with a basket carried on the back. And this is something that most of our mothers continue to do.
The festival will also showcase some not so common aspects.
Metaphysics. 2018, we caught fish in a dry basket, but just to show the world that we still have certain things we preserved and which could be of good to humanity. We hope that this festival gets our cultural values seated into the Cameroonian National Cultural Heritage.
The Alanga Mbo Sanzo Festival will run from the 11th to the 15th of December. Nook Protus, CRTV, Sancho.
You're listening to CRTV News on the national station. Out of Cameroon, Israel says its forces have recovered bodies of 6 hostages held by Hamas in the Gaza Strip. The Israeli Defense Forces, IDF, issued a statement saying that the bodies were located on Saturday in an underground tunnel in the Rafah area of southern Gaza. Spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said an initial assessment was they were brutally murdered by Hamas terrorists shortly after the IDF reached them. In sports, Cameroon's under-20 women's football team have begun their World Cup campaign in their category with a 2-2 draw against Mexico. Garcia Ramirez put the Mexicans ahead in the 3rd minute, and Saldivar doubled the lead in the 40th minute of the game. Cameroon's captain Naomi Eto'o scored twice in the second half to force the encounter to a draw. Ben Collins Nwaberuwo now examines the possibility of the Cameroonian going past the group stage. His report.
After their 2-2 draw with Mexico this Saturday in their opening match of the 2024 FIFA Under-20 Women's World Cup, the Under-20 Lionesses of Cameroon are second on the standings in Group A, led by the host, Colombia, that defeated Australia 2-0 earlier this Sunday. Led by 2-0 in the first half, Cameroon responded impressively after the restart and reduced the deficit to 2-1 when Naomi Eto'o rounded Mexico's goalkeeper, Renata Cota, and dribbled the ball over the goal line. The momentum was with the under-20 Lionesses, who took full advantage during the second segment as Naomi Eto'o thumped home a header in the 85th minute to secure a comeback 2-2 draw for Cameroon that played her first ever under-20 Women's World Cup match. The fitness coach of Cameroon, Collins Chongbong, says they prepared well for the tournament.
Our team is in good shape. We have been working hard since we arrived in Bogota, and the girls have been doing all their best to see that they are receptive to what we have been putting in place. It has been very, very progressive and encouraging as well. So we had 2 friendly games. We started by a draw, and then the second game where we had the winning against the first division side. We are still working hard to correct the little lapses that we observed during this game.
Coach Hassan Bala and team, second on the log in Group A, will need to avoid defeat in their next match against the host, Colombia, this Tuesday, before pairing up with Australia on September 6th. The match they will need to win to advance to the next stage of the competition.
And that report from Ben Collins brings us to the end of this edition of the newscast. But before I leave, a reminder of the main points. Just over a week to the 2024-2025 academic year, preparations have heightened across Cameroon as community development associations and non-governmental organizations continue to donate didactic materials to the less privileged and internally displaced children to ease their back to school. Israel Defense Forces have announced they have recovered the bodies of 6 Gaza hostages. Cameroon's under-20 women's football team have begun their World Cup campaign with a 2-2 draw against Mexico. The news was presented by Colette Janney. Thank you for listening.